This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Authorities say a bombing attack that targeted Afghanistan's acting defense minister has killed at least 8 people and wounded 20. The deputy minister was not hurt in the attack, claimed Wednesday by Taliban insurgents. The blast went off late Tuesday in a heavily guarded upscale neighborhood of the capital of Kabul. It was followed by a gun battle that also left 4 militants dead, authorities said. Officials say the casualty toll could rise. A Taliban spokesperson in a statement claimed responsibility for the attack. It came as the insurgent group presses ahead with an offensive that is putting pressure on provincial capitals in the south and west. An oil tanker that was attacked by a drone strike was seen moored off the United Arab Emirates early Wednesday. The U.S., the U.K., and Israel have blamed Iran for the drone attack on the Mercer Street tanker off Oman that killed 2 people. The British Navy is warned of a potential hijack of a ship off the coast of the United Arab Emirates in the Gulf of Oman, without elaborating. The incident Tuesday night comes amid heightened tensions between Iran and the West over its tattered nuclear deal and as commercial shipping in the region has found itself in the crosshairs over it. Rocket fire from Lebanon hit northern Israel Wednesday, prompting retaliatory shelling, the army said. This as tensions rise between Israel and arch foe Iran. The army said in a statement, quote, 3 rockets were fired from Lebanon into Israel territory, end quote, adding that one had fallen short of the border. Ethiopia Wednesday defended its decision to suspend 2 humanitarian groups active in its war-hit Tigray region, accusing them of, quote, disseminating misinformation, end quote, online. This is VOA News. China Wednesday tightened overseas travel restrictions for its citizens as part of efforts to contain rising coronavirus cases after reporting its highest number of infections in months. The movement of people is coming under more restriction inside China, with localized transport closures and stay-at-home orders in places in some cities and beyond China's borders. China had previously boasted of its success in crushing COVID-19 with hard lockdowns in the early stages mixed with tight controls of its borders. But mass testing campaigns have uncovered Delta variant infections across the country. The latest outbreak is threatening the country's return to normal life and an economic rebound, with nearly 500 domestic cases reported since mid-July. In the United States, as the country continues to see a surge in Delta variant cases, the CDC has issued a new eviction ban for most of the U.S. through October. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has more.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has found legal authority for President Biden to declare a new 60-day eviction moratorium for areas where some 90% of the people live. The decision follows a 5-day protest by Missouri Democratic Congresswoman Cori Bush and others on the steps of the Capitol building.
Stand up and speak for those who are oftentimes saying, who speaks for me? Who speaks for me? Who listens?
The rent crisis continued despite Congress providing some $47 billion in relief. The vast majority of the money has yet to get to renters and their landlords to stave off looming evictions. Tim McGuire, Washington.
3 people died and dozens more were injured Wednesday when 2 trains collided at a village in the west of the Czech Republic, according to railway officials. Rail officials tweeted, quote, all the passengers have been evacuated from the trains, end quote. National police said all the passengers were accounted for, adding that the accident happened shortly after 8 a.m. local time. Local officials said 31 people are being treated, with 7 in critical condition. A Munich to Prague train collided with a regional service. Several thousand protesters marched in Ghana's capital, Accra, Wednesday in the latest rally against President Nana Akufo-Addo's government under the slogan hashtag Fix the Country. Dressed in red and black and chanting patriotic songs, protesters waved placards declaring, quote, corruption breeds poverty, end quote, and, quote, fix our education system now, end quote, as they marched in the city center. Wednesday's rally was the most recent anti-government protest since March. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.